Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, April 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More fallout from Netflix's downbeat subscriber projections. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, the exchange on which Netflix trades, fell 166 points, or 1.2%. The S&P 500 was down almost 3 points, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose roughly 250 points, or 0.7%, to close at about 35,161. Netflix shares fell 35%, a day after the streaming giant said its subscriber base shrank by 200,000 in the last quarter and predicted the loss of another 2 million subscribers this quarter. Other streaming companies also fell. Paramount dropped 8.6%, Walt Disney slid 5.5%, and Spotify fell 15%. Elsewhere, Procter & Gamble rose 2.7% after the company raised its full-year guidance and said that demand for its pricier items held up. IBM shares rose about 7.1%, a day after Big Blue reported stronger-than-expected revenue growth driven by its cloud business. And after the bell, Tesla reported record quarterly profits, but said its factories are likely to continue operating below capacity this year due to supply chain bottlenecks. Shares rose about 4% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.